From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The city of Houston says final opportunities are being given this week for folks with significantly overdue water bills to pay before they start shutting off water services. Roughly 15,000 utility customers have received notices to pay their portion of the $30 million that is owed to the city. Mayor Whitmire says that the city has held off for 2 years on shutting off water. However, this effort is about maintaining a, quote, fair and sustainable utility system and being fair to folks who do pay their bills on time. Customers should receive or have received a final notice in order to address the issue before the shutoffs begin. This is for people who have not paid for 90 consecutive days and owe more than $500. Today marks the 60th anniversary of International Literacy Day, and the Fort Bend County Library System is kicking off its first 24-hour virtual readathon this morning. Library Director Roosevelt Weeks says the free program is open to readers of all ages to promote literacy and reading.
Whether people know it or not, there's quite a few people in our area and also in the Houston surrounding areas where at least 30% or a third of the people cannot read. We want to stress that it is important that we take literacy and see that it is a crisis and that it is something that we need to help fix.
The readathon starts in an hour on the county library social media accounts. Just search Fort Bend County Libraries on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And for a second time in 2 weeks, President Trump is heading to Texas. He will be in Dallas tomorrow to take part in the first ever Republican midterm convention. State Representative Gina Hinojosa told CNN that Trump's visit won't change the course of the election in Texas.
If you look at the polling, President Trump is underwater. Greg Abbott is underwater.